Yeah, RIAA reflects the mentality of the majors. I just came back to meet him, and I heard Levy from Vivendi speak, and I heard Thomas Hesse speak from Sony, and then there was also a guy from Warner Digital as well, but the two senior guys were those two guys. And they still were talking about our product, our music, our whatever, thinking, you know, which to me is disrespectful to the labels they represent, you know. They really are custodians for and in business to collect and maximize the return to the artists that they represent. But, you know, when they get up there and they talk about it like it's their catalog. And they may own the masters, but they own the masters and generate revenues for artists. And it's really about artists and songs, the business. And sometimes the guys at the top very often forget that that's what the game is. And really, the new model, we realized at some point that the model had changed from an album model to an artist-fan relationship model. And if you can own that relationship and manage that relationship and monetize that relationship, there's a giant business to be had there that's 10 times the size of what the entire record business is now. The record business now has been, in dollars, probably about the same as it was in 1967, if you want to adjust for inflation, according to the RIAA numbers, actually.